I'd get some ground rules.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen?
Well, I think it depends on him. You do find there's a good deal of opposition to him among the reform movement and some of the intelligentsia, but I understand the polls show that he does much better than any of these other candidates that are in the field by far, and he's pretty strong with the rank and file. There's going to be some screaming and yelling from some of our friends, but I think the best thing to do, provided we get an understanding with them.
Any particular friends you have in mind?
You mean the ones who are not happy?
Yeah.
I would say the leadership of the in the so-called reform movement. They're all concerned about. He's going to try to take over, and the whole family is taking over in a number of these states. And the fact that he'll give life to some of the old line bosses, this is their main concern. I think that along the line that we spoke about the other day, if we get him to agree that, that this isn't going to be an opportunity for these fellas to get back completely, that the independents will still have a good voice around here.
Have a broad base.
Yeah, that's right.
The broadest possible base.
That's right.
Bob, do you see any? I just want to visit with you a moment if you're not in a hurry. I'll get your judgment.
At your service always.
Do you see much labor defection from us on account of the civil rights thing?
I get a little bit from some of the leaders, the lower echelon fellas who are sort of close to their people, that there is some at this point. Now, I think I'm sure it'll disappear as the campaign gets in progress, and they're reminded of a lot of the things that you've done for them, the Democratic Party has done for them. You get it particularly in the unions that I suppose are the more toward the unskilled, the dock wallopers and some of the fellas doing heavy manual labor. I think it's two things. They're frightened of these people. They're going to take their jobs and move into their neighborhoods. And this gets them pretty excited. But I'm sure that as the campaign gets going, that's going to diminish. But I get it quite a bit from some of our fellas, too, who are leaders in these unions among city employees, where they have the unskilled workers, the sanitation worker and so on and so forth. They're a little, the only way they think at this time they can show a protest is by saying they're going to vote for Goldwater. You
see
a little of that too?
Yes, what mainly caused me to ask that, some of them told me they were putting the pressure on you to get a 10-cent increase for the taxi workers, and that a fellow told me yesterday that he and about a dozen friends had carried on a poll among taxi workers, and they have to ride a good deal back and forth to different places, and
right,
law offices and banks and up Mall Street and down when they go out to dinner at night and different things. So they just informally agreed, a little group of them in a financial outfit there, that they would inquire of each one.
Right.
And 90% of them were for Goldwater, the taxi driver. So he went into it and started analyzing it, and he interpreted it. Had two interpretations. One of the friends, who was a Republican and always supported a Republican ticket, but who's for me,
right,
he interpreted it as a definite backlash that these folks are afraid that we're going to throw them out of work, their brother out of work, and their cousin out of work, and give the job to a Negro. And he said a good many Italians feel that way, and a good many other minority groups. Then he said that they were afraid, too, that they're moving, going to destroy their values and move them in next door in their house, and apartment and all that stuff, and somebody had been doing undercover work on that. So that was the conservative approach. Fend is a Democrat, told me that he analyzed it, that they were just using this to pressure you to get a little attention because they felt like if you'd indicated you were going to give them a raise of 10 cents, and if they started and it hadn't come through, and some of them were saying, well, Van Arsdale had stopped it because he wanted to organize or do something, and that had been temporarily delayed, and that they thought the way to get to you and to have as much strength as Van Arsdale did was to just tell everybody they're going to vote Republican, and some of them had said that was the game they're up to. Okay. Now, I heard those two. I don't know whether there's any basis for any of it or not, but what interested me, and this is quite confidential, I got a report last night. I keep in touch with these cities pretty well. One of the bigger cities in the country, they had registrations in the office building where some of the big unions operate. Right. And our registration had you get the figures here when they registration trends in the lobby of our own building, Republican registration has increased from 3.6 before the GOP convention to a high of 23.9, a gain of 20%. And I talked to the business agents whose daily contacts with rank and filers confirmed this chart. The swing is a severe one. Our registrar tells me these labor people who are registering Republican are planning to vote for Goldwater, although some of them sheepishly explain they're voting for the party.
Yep.
Go ahead then. The thing that they're terribly afraid of is that under the Civil Rights Bill, the Negro organizations, King and that group, will make a drive on them and not